Good morning, everybody. My name is Ben, and I am a member of community here. We continue our inexorable march through Exodus with chapter 17, verses 8 to 24, the beginning of the plagues. The Lord said to Moses and Aaron, "When Pharaoh says to you, 'Perform a miracle,' then say to Aaron, 'Take your staff and throw it down before Pharaoh, and it will become a snake.'" So Moses and Aaron went to Pharaoh and did just as the Lord commanded. Aaron threw his staff down in front of Pharaoh and his officials, and it became a snake. Pharaoh then summoned the wise men and sorcerers and the Egyptian magicians, who also did the same things by their secret art. Each one threw down a staff, and it became a snake. But Aaron's staff swallowed up their staffs. Yet Pharaoh's heart became hard, and he would not listen to them, just as the Lord had said. Then the Lord said to Moses, "Pharaoh's heart is unyielding. He refuses to let the people go. Go to Pharaoh in the morning as he goes out to the river. Confront him on the bank of the Nile and take in your hand the staff that was changed into a snake. Then say to him, 'The Lord, the God of the Hebrews, has sent me to say to you, let my people go, so that they may worship me in the wilderness. But until now you have not listened.' This is what the Lord says: 'By this you will know that I am the Lord. With the staff that is in my hand, I will strike the water of the Nile, and it will be changed into blood. The fish in the Nile will die. The river will stink. The Egyptians will not be able to drink its water.' The Lord said to Moses, 'Tell Aaron, take your staff and stretch out your hand over the waters of Egypt, over the streams and canals, over the ponds and all the reservoirs, and they will turn into blood. Blood will be everywhere in Egypt, even in vessels of wood and stone.'" Moses and Aaron did just as the Lord had commanded. He raised his staff in the presence of Pharaoh and his officials and struck the water of the Nile, and all the water was changed into blood. The fish in the Nile died. The river smelled so bad that the Egyptians could not drink its water. Blood was everywhere in Egypt. But the Egyptian magicians did the same things by their secret arts, and Pharaoh's heart became hard. He would not listen to Moses and Aaron, just as the Lord had said. Instead, he turned and went into his palace and did not take even this to heart. And all the Egyptians dug along the Nile to get drinking water, because they could not drink the water of the river." Sometimes the Bible is very strange and terrible and filled with wonders. And in contemplating this passage, I've thought of a few different things that could be said, but we don't really have time for Bible studies or violence in the Old Testament. And I don't personally think that the story of Exodus is a story for personal contemplation, as would be my normal way of doing prayer. But it is the story of a community, of a people, being delivered out of oppression. We see, before we start with all of the rest of the plagues and the Hebrews leaving Egypt, we have the Hebrews in Egypt in slavery, birth of Moses, his encounter with God, and then his struggle with what to do about this and whether he should or should not go back, because, you know, it's a difficult thing. But ultimately the story goes towards deliverance. All of the dreadful things that happen lead them into freedom, a kind of freedom. It's interesting that where they think that there could have been a different story, a story in which the Israelites overthrow the Egyptians and are put in dominion, but instead they're sent into exile. And I suppose this is generally how I would make sense of the story. It's a story where God delivers them not into a position of power, but one of vulnerability. Sorry if this is a little rambling, but I would like to offer this 5-10 minutes before the busy week ahead, not as a time for personal prayer, but for a time to face outwards. One in which we can pray together for people who are oppressed around the world, and for God's deliverance for them. So shall we share this silence together and pray for that? If you would like, if you feel led to say anything, please do. But I'll pray at the end. God, thank you for the Bible in all of its strangeness and wonderfulness. Thank you for the stories of hope for people, for whole groups of people, that there is the possibility of freedom for oppression for people. We pray for all the people around the world who live in similar situations. That they may be made free. Thank you for this community. Thank you for all the wonderful people, and give us strength for the wonderful, exciting, fun, busy week ahead. Amen.